Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Jordan Mailata Show coming up at 6. And then the Players Lounge with IQ and Elliot. Special guest this week is Tanner McKee. Joining us now, as always, day after a game at 4 o'clock, is Donovan McNabb. This call-in brought to you by United Tire. Now is the time to make the right choice about who services your car. United Tire and Service. Go to unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Now joining us, as I said, not just a quarterback in Philadelphia Eagles history, the quarterback in Philadelphia Eagles history, the one, the only, Donovan McNabb. Donovan, thanks for joining us.
Was that the energy we get after a bye week?
Come on, Big Five.
You don't think that's good enough?
What is happening? Come on, man. This is the second part of the season. Let's go. Turn it up.
You set the bar high. Now he wants it higher every week.
Fair enough. That's on me. I'm going to take responsibility for next time. What's up, Donovan?
Man, just another good Monday, or I should say Tuesday.
You know, Victory Tuesday.
Yep. Running this course, absolutely.
Hey, how did you like playing in cold and wind? So it was, I think it was 20-some degrees was the real feel last night, a good bit of wind. How did that affect how you played when it was cold, when it was windy like that?
I think the main thing offensively, our number one keys is to protect the football, and that's the running the football or possibly throwing it. And they did a great job with it. Did I like playing in the cold? No. But I was born and raised in Chicago. So cold weather to me is nothing but just something that happens after Halloween pretty much. But from what I've seen from this football team, I've seen this team flying around. I've seen them making plays. Obviously, it wasn't as crisp as we would love to see it, but a win is a win, and everything else is correctable.
Yeah, Favre didn't let that plan in that dome up in Syracuse make him soft. He was still able. I mean, listen, he's a Midwest kid. You know what I mean? So he knows what it's like to play in that weather.
Well, he still had to walk to the dome. And I'll tell you, that walk to the dome, the hill right next to it, not easy. Absolutely not easy.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Make sure you remind Ike. You know, he wanted to go all out here because, wearing that green.
Yeah, we play in the Midwest where they play real football.
So, you mentioned the offense, Donovan. We had two games, the Minnesota game and the Giants game, started showing signs of the running game showing some life and the passing game work off of that. And they didn't really seem to have, aside from that opening drive, they didn't really seem to have any rhythm last night in that. They did make some big plays. What did you see overall as to what was working, what wasn't working for them last night?
Well, obviously, I think it's a change of the guard, a little bit of where our offensive coordinator is trying to figure out what he actually has. And obviously, with the offensive line being in and out, not really being able to be there consistently each and every week, it makes it tough. So running the football, I look at it in a sense of it's more about the carries instead of so much of the yards. And so I think what we're seeing is offensively running the football where it's not a read option. It's a handoff to Saquon and be able to pick up as many yards as he can get. Now I'm not seeing the running lanes being open like they were obviously last year. And again, that goes to the consistency of our interior offensive line. And it's just not the same. It's not as consistent what it needs to be. But it's more, again, about the attempt. So it sets up the play-action game. The problem that I still see with our play-action game and our passing game is I don't see too many pass plays past 15 yards. Everything is kind of intermediate. It's 12, 10, hit the check down. We might take occasional shots. But I would like to see us be able to attack a little bit more of the 15 to 18 to 20-yard area, in which we're now safeties, because their safeties were very aggressive. As you can see, Williams coming in, filling the hole in the run game. So that means that obviously they're playing some quarters coverage, which we can take the top off of it, just like we did with the last play with Devontae. But I think we would have many more chances. But, again, it's just not consistent on the offensive side, which you're not going to pile up a lot of yards.
How difficult can it be, Five, or is it not difficult? I mean, this game reminded me a lot of a game we played in 2001 where we beat the Giants on Monday night, 10-9. And I bring that up because, that was more of a defensive battle and you had to be patient sort of offensively and take your shots when they presented itself. I'm just wondering from a quarterback standpoint, what's that like going through a game and sort of taking what the defense gives you versus trying to take some chances? I'm thinking about Jalen last night. He didn't force anything, and he sort of kept everything underneath. But when he got that one-on-one shot with Devontae, he took his shot there. What's that like for a quarterback?
It's frustrating. It's frustrating. But I will say this. The similarities of the two of when we did play in 2001, offensively, we see we're trying to figure out our identity. Mm-hmm. You think of Ike also, too. We didn't have the threat to be able to stretch the field like that. I think we had James and Todd.
Pink. Yep.
We were tight end kind of heavy in our offense. And you think of how we were doing it. We were doing it with Deuce and those guys. So it was more the run game. And then we would set up our screen game, became very effective. We weren't that much of a downfield threat. And it's the same as what we're seeing from this football team. Last year, I think everybody got a little enamored because of the run game, and then we had a little bit more explosive plays getting downfield. And this year, it hasn't been that. And so I don't know if everyone was expecting us to all of a sudden open up that can after the bye week and all of a sudden start stretching the field. It's been the same as it's been over the last couple of weeks of just more methodical and being patient. And I think when you play in games like this, and the thing that really favors a guy like Jalen is now he can protect the football, tuck it when he needs to. And, again, it goes back to running the football, more about the attempts, where now you're eating up clock and moving the chain.
So because the running game hasn't been as effective, the Eagles have been in a lot of third and longs this year. One of the things we've been talking about is in those third and longs, it seems like they give up a good bit in that they'll just run the ball on a third and eight or a third and nine. What do you think of that, about not giving the team an opportunity to try to go get that first down with a pass play?
Well, to be honest, I mean, defensively, Vic Fangio has been more about it's been a bend but don't break kind of a defense. He doesn't blitz a lot, and he likes to play kind of more of a two-shell kind of a look where we got two safeties back there. Occasionally, he'll throw some man in there. But it's more of putting the pressure on the opposing offense to have them make the mistakes. And so when you got two teams that are playing cautious football and not trying to make the mistake, we get games like we just seen last night. But I look at it from an offensive standpoint. Can things change? Yes. I believe I would like to see more of us utilizing Saquon Barkley in the screen game. I would like to see him be more of a guy that we can get outside, be able to stretch downfield, and get our offensive line out on the move and getting downfield and leading the charge in the screen game. Again, I would like to see us to use the tight end in the middle of the football field a little bit more. Those are the things that I would like to see, which I think it will open up a little bit more for the guys on the outside.
So the last Eagles offensive play of the game, it's 4th and 6, 30 or so seconds left.
Yeah, it was kind of a really questionable call.
So the options there, go for it, kick a field goal, which I don't think any of us thought was the right thing, or punt it. Would you have just punted that ball there rather than throwing that pass? There's some thought based on Devontae Smith's answer and Nick Sirianni's look after that play that maybe they might have audibled into a different play than originally called. So what do you think of that decision and that play right there?
Well, as the actual play, I was really questioning it. I would love to hear what was the rationale in it. Maybe there was a check. Maybe it was a read where they maybe want to get a quick hitch or something out to A.J. Brown, and then they decided to press A.J., which converts into a fade ball, which, you know, Jalen stayed with it. And again, he would love to have that throw back where he could put it a little bit more out there for A.J. People are questioning, obviously, A.J.'s effort to get to the ball, which it could have been a pass interference if he would have went more aggressively to the ball. But again, I would have preferred to see them punt the football, but I can understand why, because our defense has been playing well. And to punt the ball, you're kind of putting yourself in a position if they decide to return it for big yards. Now, all of a sudden, you're giving up a possible touchdown, which could lead to either that or lead to an easier field goal for them.
Now, Donovan, you were a quarterback, but people don't know this. You're a defense guy. It was great to see Jalen Phillips' first game last night, and the Eagles' defensive line over the last two games, after not really getting any pressure at all most of the season, really looked great, and last night might have been the best they looked all year.
I mean, again, to give credit to Howie and going out and getting him a pass rusher, everybody was expecting Brandon Graham to be the Brandon Graham from the middle part of his career. That's a lot to put on Brandon at this particular point. But I will say this. I still would like to see a little bit more, because Green Bay's offensive line hasn't played together in a long time as well. So was it more about us getting pressure up the field, or was it more about the offensive line for Green Bay not being as effective as they needed to be? Because the rotation that I've seen from our front four wasn't the strong rotation that we have seen as of last year. This year, it hasn't been as consistent. And I know we put a lot on Jordan Davis of losing the weight, but he's not known for pass rushing. He's more for run stopping. And so I just would love to see a little bit more of us blitzing off the edge and up the middle, utilizing our linebackers, which that's not what Vic does. But, you know, I would like to see at least something to apply some pressure from some part of the field.
Well, hell, man, listen, we got the W. That's all that really matters, is that we got the W. They moved to 7-2. Real quick, big game coming up Sunday. What's your thoughts about that, going into that game Sunday night against Detroit?
Well, Detroit's coming off a big win. You know, playing against, obviously, one of our rivals, being the Commanders. But I look at it in the sense that if we can feed off of this game, and from a defensive standpoint, be able to put pressure on Jared Goff, get him off of his spot, which we'll see probably. I don't know the health of Mitchell if he's healthy enough to play, but I would love to see us be able to, you know, put pressure on Jared Goff to force him to get the ball out quickly. And then offensively, I think this might be a Saquon Barkley kind of day. I think this might be one of those 120 rushing yard type of days. And then overall getting us about maybe close to 200 yards rushing with our two backs. I think that could be something that would be big for us, and then we could throw for about 230 yards or so.
Now, Donovan, final thing, and this is definitely the most important. You probably remember in New Orleans, Super Bowl week, you and Ike went and hung out one night. And I just want to clarify, because we're both sarcastic white guys who doubt Jalen. I just want to be clear that Jack was the one at the bar.
White guy.
Well, me and Jack.
Two. Yes.
And I just want to be clear that it was not me with Ike at the bar. It was Jack, who is over there.
Yeah.
So I was not the one arguing with you about Jalen. It was Jack. And we've gotten a sense every once in a while that maybe you thought it was me. I just want to be clear that was Jack at
you
the
remember
bar
that?
And not me.
You remember that night, Five?
That night, not quite, but,
Fair enough.
No, not saying I don't remember that night because of whatever, but that was a while
you
ago.
Mean so details, know, yeah. You mean
I get
details,
into arguments all the time with people. So
okay,
you know,
all right.
It just, especially when I'm supporting my boy, I gotta stand
okay,
up.
Okay, all right.
Boy.
All right, okay. All right, Donovan, we'll
so
talk to you
to
next.
Set me up on that one.
No setup.
No, we were wondering if you thought that's who Spike was, the guy that was with me that night.
No,
yeah,
no,
that's what we were wondering, yeah.
No.
The other white guy. I got two of them with me. Yeah, it's like.
I'm about to say.
Yeah.
I remember Spike when he was a kid. So
there we go. You know. All right.
How about that? He wasn't, what do you mean?
We're both kids.
He's your age. Y'all the same age. Fine.
Yeah.
Hey, we're grown over here, Ike.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
All right, Donovan. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, big dog.
All right, man.
All right, now.
All right, see ya. Still thought it was Jack.
Yeah. Totally does not remember anything.
No. I remember it. He argues with sarcastic white guys all the time.
Lifetime memory for you.
Yeah.
Dude, in my 7-minute highlight package, when you pass away, it's probably going to be on.
What?
They say that when you die,
there's
a 7-minute highlight package that runs through it, runs through your brain.
It runs through your life.
Yeah. Arguing on the streets of New Orleans with Donovan McNabb about how he's wrong about Jalen, and I'm right.
Me asking Broads about afternoon drive, that is going to be on my highlight film.
Yep.
Yeah.
All the good moments.
All the greatest moments.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of moments, so Ike, you may remember some of the Philadelphia Eagles went to the White House to get congratulated for winning the Super Bowl.
And some of the beat reporters.
And some of the beat reporters, the ones we appreciate. And Nick Sirianni went there as well.
Yep.
Here is a quote. This is from the Pat McAfee show when
Trump called in.
Yeah, Donald Trump called into the Pat
yesterday?
McAfee show.
Today.
I think it was today.
And Trump just making his rounds.
And he said about Nick Sirianni, we had the great Philadelphia team here. He's some coach. He's great. They had a lot of talented people. Great leader. Also, he said that Sirianni would be one of the 4 or 5 head coaches he would want for war.
Wow.
It's always the one step too far.
Yep.
That was it there.
Bringing Sirianni in for war.
Come on,
well,
man.
Well, that clearly lets you know he's just throwing out stuff.
Oh, he's riffing.
There's no way he remembers Coach.
Coach Sirianni?
Yeah.
Probably not.
I don't know.
You think he might want him for war?
Nicky Patton?
I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't think Nick went there, and I wasn't there.
Yeah.
I don't think Nick went there and made a big enough impression that the coaches, that the president's going to remember him. You know how many things that have happened with this country and with him since that visit?
Yeah.
He's had way more things on his mind, more important than remembering anything Nick Sirianni said that day.
I'll tell you.
Oh, so aren't we still shut down?
He probably. Well, totally. Yeah, we're on our way out of
Let's not go there.
Well, here's the thing, though.
215?
I bet he remembers who wasn't there. That is one thing that he remembers is who wasn't there. All right.
I'm actually giving him credit. I wasn't expecting to remember.
Remember Sirianni?
Yeah, or anybody.
Big Domi probably remembers.
Yes. I'm sure he remembers Big Domi.
Yeah, he probably does. He's a memorable figure.
I need to know his list of four or five coaches that he would bring into war.
Of course, yeah, you do that. Now you open up other questions.
Now I need to I need to know who's under Mount Rushmore.
Well, certainly not Nick Vey or LaFleur.
No, no, absolutely not.
Well, who else has won a Super Bowl since he's been there?
Well, Coach Reed.
So you think he would go Andy?
He would have to go Andy, right?
It's like Sean Payton gives off a general vibe.
I think he is cool with Sean Payton. I think.
Is he?
I think. Yeah, before he became president, that whole New York area thing, he's... I'm just wondering how many times he comes across coaches.
Yes. It's probably just not a long list.
Well, Bill Belichick is one of them, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, Bill Belichick is one. Because he knows Bill Belichick.
Would you want Sirianni in war?
I wouldn't want Coach Sirianni anywhere near. Anywhere near anything.
Oh,
like
dude,
that.
Hold on. Dan Campbell.
Oh, yeah. I definitely
would. You think
would.
Dan Campbell?
I think Dan Campbell.
He's a psychopath.
If we're building his list of war generals?
Yeah.
How does he know Dan Campbell?
Yeah, he probably doesn't know Dan Campbell.
You don't think he knows Dan Campbell?
No, he only knows the coaches that came to the White
House. Yeah, that's what I'm assuming. Yeah. If you didn't come to the White House, I don't think he really knows.
Who was the...
Coach Saban, probably.
Yeah, who
probably knows Nick Saban.
Who was the coach of the Bucs when they won the Super Bowl?
That was Bruce Arians.
That was Bruce Arians,
He would like Arians.
Bruce Arians.
Oh, Mike Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin hasn't been there to a damn Super Bowl
in 15 years.
Yeah,
I'm saying like,
yeah, it's been a while.
I'm just picking out Army generals.
Oh, okay,
we know who he should have on there. It's qualified, but we're going by his selections.
Yeah, the ones he's met. It's only got to be the ones he's met.
Yeah, okay.
Any basketball people? Like who would he like?
Not Kerr.
Definitely not Kerr. Missoula's a psycho.
That's a good point.
Missoula, I bet. I would want Missoula.
But he won while Biden was in, right?
Missoula did win when Biden was in, yes, correct. So he didn't meet Missoula. Though I would
take
Missoula.
So it was the Warriors when it was Trump's first
Yeah, but I don't think they went.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it was them. Yeah, it was the Warriors.
And who won last year? But Trump wasn't in office.
Who won the NBA? It was Oklahoma City.
Oh, Oklahoma City, yeah.
And I don't remember. They haven't gone yet, you know.
Well, they haven't gone yet.
Yeah.
Or, you know what they do? They wait until they play the Wizards. Until they play the Wizards. Yeah. Yes.
215-592-9494. David and Westchester, Rod Lake, and shaking somewhere that entire conversation.
Yeah. And, by the way, before we go, happy Veterans Day to everybody out
happy
there.
Happy Veterans Day, yes. Of course.
Big day, Veterans Day.
Absolutely. Yes. Happy Veterans Day.
My pops was in the Marines.
My grandfather was in the Navy. You know, my pops was not. Yes. Well, you know,
wouldn't want him in a war either.
No, absolutely not.
Not a foxhole guy.
No. David in Westchester, you're on WIP. What's up, David?
Hey, first off, I got a bone to pick with all three of you crumbs sitting in that studio today.
Ooh, so, crumbs.
Yeah. Well, here I listen to WIP. If I'm awake, WIP's on. So
love it.
When I'm driving, you guys don't play music. So if I sit at a stoplight and I don't have anything to do, here I'm sitting here. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm looking down. And that's me at stoplights now. And people look at me like I got three heads.
Well,
I'm sure they do. But you got a beautiful voice, a voice of an angel.
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
Keep singing, brother.
Yeah, I got a voice like you, Fritz.
Yeah, 11 solos in the middle school choir.
There
people forget.
Yep. People forget that.
Oh, I mean, it's horrible. But on to the game. That game, even as hard as it was to watch, I'm sitting there like, oh my God, this game could be 3-0, and and like that. But I'm like, well, they'll probably lose a 6-3. But that was a throwback to smash mouth football that you just do not see anymore. Both defenses were extraordinary. And neither quarterback could get comfortable. And I'm watching, and though I'm on my wit's end, like, it still was such a great game to watch just because of the defense. And that Phillips he's going to be the game changer this year in that defense to get them to where they need to go.
Well, he's definitely, I think Ike mentioned it earlier, having a – this makes any sense. Having a best edge allows everyone else to be probably more in line of what their role should be, right? And they succeeded last year with that, without, you know, and Jalen Phillips, don't get it right. He's not Myles Garrett or Micah Parsons. But like just like they had Josh Sweat last year, it allowed them to have a rotation of guys to keep guys fresh. And I think that the thing that Jalen Phillips does is he's a guy that is familiar with Fangio's, who wants to be here, who's playing for a contract, and is clearly just the best guy on the team right now. But it gives, it just makes everybody else better, and it can provide now with him, even a BG, 10 or 15 snaps, whatever it is, it just allows them to rotate in and out. And I think it just gives them a more complete edge rotation, which they had last year.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, they needed that one piece, and I think he's going to be it. Now, as far as this running game, how did you guys pick up? Because I'm not a big stats guy. How many times did they actually run at Micah Parsons with Saquon?
Oh, I don't know.
I noticed like most of the runs were like in the middle, and you know, a couple years ago they establish you run a Parsons, and you know that's the recipe for success against that guy. I was like, I don't know if they're running again, and I really wasn't paying that much attention because I was just so enamored with the defensive struggles and you know, or the offensive struggles with those defenses.
I don't know. We'll have to get one of those stat dorks to find out right after they're done. Thank you for the call, David, and thank you for listening and singing along with the show. Right after the stat dork is done with the A.J. Brown film,
right,
we can get them to figure out how many times they ran at Parsons.
It didn't seem like that much.
Well, here's what I'll say to that, and I don't know if they did or they didn't. With the exception of a couple of pressures Micah got last night, he flushed Jalen from the pocket a few times. He didn't have a sack, and he had two tackles.
Yeah. Jalen Phillips had seven tackles.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So
yeah, Micah didn't wreck the game last night.
No. Now, he's one of those guys that when he gets loose, you notice him. Mm-hmm. And he's
oh,
he's,
yeah.
He is a, you know, you see him. You know?
It's funny, before we go to break real quick, he quote tweeted something Colin Cowherd said about him along those lines of, if you want to have success against Micah Parsons, run the ball at him. He didn't have an impact on the game last night. So he quote tweeted, man, we just held Saquon Barkley to 60 yards rushing
right
last night.
And the Eagles to 10 points.
Yes, and the Eagles to 10 points. And there's a reason why teams come in here and don't throw the ball on third and long. They run. So he implied that a lot of teams will run the ball on third and long versus
potentially taking a sack.
Well, letting he and Rashawn Gary pin their ears back and you come after them. So I don't know that to be true, but he implied that is that a lot of teams – in other words, he's not getting a chance to rush the quarterback on third and long because teams will say, I'll just run the ball and punt it versus
a potential negative play or turnover or something like that. Yep, that makes sense.
Yeah, so, 215-592-9494.
We'll talk more about the defense coming up because we're men.
Yep.
We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Check out all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. That is Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Go where the players go. Watch all the hockey and basketball action this season for the best game in-game experience at the number one sports bar in North America. That is Chickies and Pete's. The Nick Sirianni press conference won't happen until tomorrow. But if it did happen today, and when it does happen tomorrow, it would be sponsored by PDQ Signature Systems. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Visit PDQPOS.com. Now, I mentioned you can watch all the hockey and basketball action at Chickies and Pete's, which you can. Sixers are home tonight. We see people filtering in. It's the 8 o'clock game tonight against the Celtics.
Celtics again.
Again.
Third time.
Third time in 10 games. Third time in 11 games, the Celtics.
And they only play four times in the regular season, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Joel Embiid will not play tonight due to knee soreness. This is the first one of those. It's the first time that he hasn't played, and it hasn't been rest. And injury management.
Yeah.
So, and I expected him to play this one. I thought that my guess would have been the plan was, if all things went right, if he plays Saturday, which he did, then he has 2 days off before today, mm-hmm. and then it'll play again until Friday. So, you know, I'm trying to not let it – I think I need you here, Ike.
Yeah.
I'm trying to not let it affect
for you.
I'm trying to not let it affect my mood.
Yeah, don't.
because everything had gone in a – he was getting better every time he was on the court, you know.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Yep.
This is a minor setback.
Okay.
And we had to expect a handful of these to crop up at some point throughout the season. Right? So,
yep.
You know, like you said, this is the first one where it seemed like it's due to soreness of his knee. I guess my antennas would raise a little bit if he didn't play Friday, because now he's off essentially a whole week.
Yep.
And so he should feel better. I won't overreact to tonight. We got a young squad. Let him go out there and run. Certainly going to miss the big fella's points that he certainly provides. You're talking about point per minute when he's out there on the court. So,
again.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're certainly going to miss that. But give these guys a chance to continue to run. You know what I want to see? A little bit more Jared McCain tonight.
Yep.
See if he's back out there and he gets a little bit more into a groove and is allowed to play a little bit more. That's what I look at. The more when I don't see Embiid or Paul George out there, I just look at these young guys getting more of an opportunity to
play.
There
we go.
They get more minutes.
That's what I need.
Yeah, they get more minutes, more developing time. Because when those two guys come back, those minutes are taking away somebody's minutes.
Yes. Yeah.
Let McCain cook.
Yeah. I want to see more. He needs to get in playing shape and all of that and knock off some of the rust.
Get comfortable with that brace on there.
Yep.
Yeah. And the Sixers say that Joel will meet with team doctors and further updates will be provided as appropriate.
Okay. Nice. So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
We need to dial it back. Dial it back.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm just saying for the organization. If we need to dial it back, then go ahead and dial it back.
I think that the tough thing about that, I agree with you. The tough thing about dialing it back with him is that when he's in there, he's so central to everything that they do that it's almost weird to have a guy in there for 20 minutes a game who ends up being the centerpiece of everything and then not being in the game. I agree that like they're going to have to figure this out.
So not to cut you off, but my dialing back is more in the sense of the game being played at all.
So, in other words,
I wouldn't dial his minutes back.
Right.
But if he has to miss another game just so he can play his requisite, 28 minutes or whatever it is, 25 minutes, then I'd do that. Yeah, I wouldn't do the whole just giving 20 minutes to be out there, because I know that's frustrating to him as well. So
I don't
need to do that. But if it means he has to miss an extra game, so be it.
So be it. There we go. So be it. Some of the issues you see, I know everyone seems to get upset with Joel at end of games, but you see at end of games, we saw on Sunday night, at end of games when they don't have...
Yeah, you need somebody.
Yeah, and because what happens is...
Paul George, too. He's a one-on-one guy. He can get his shot.
And the problem is Maxey can go one-on-one, but when... It's so easy to just get the ball out of his hands by double-teaming him real quick. So they have to run all this stuff to try to get a shot at the end of a game.
There's no mid-range game. It's not enough. It's not like a Paul George is 6'7".
Or there's nobody to run a simple action with. Because what you want to do at the end of the game, you want it to be simple. You don't want it to involve pass it to this guy, then
multiple
pass it to that
people,
guy.
Yes.
Two people. And there's no one for Maxey to really run that with. So hopefully they just... win by 10 tonight. That would be the recipe.
And hopefully Jaylen Brown's not out there putting that Beijing on people's jerseys. What color jerseys are we wearing tonight? We wearing white or black?
No, I think it's the black ones.
Oh, is it
City Connects tonight?
I think it's City Connects. City Connects.
What color is that? Blue. Yeah, the dark blue. Ones.
Dark blue. Okay. Well, they can see that Beijing still. They needed the black jerseys tonight. Jaylen Brown out here being a habitual... Beijing swiper on people's chest. Knock it off, Jaylen.
Let me ask you this as somebody who doesn't know.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like he's going bald.
Oh, he is.
Oh, okay.
And that's the whole problem with that Beijing. It tricks everybody.
That they're not going bald.
Yeah, they spray that stuff in your head, man. Yeah. Hey, here's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
Why is he going on the court with that in his head, man? Take a shower and wash that nonsense out so you can be ready to go play a damn game. You're only sweating and having this stuff drip all down your face, getting on everybody's uniform, Shaq calling you out, Shaq in the food, and then you want to try to put it on AI. Who the hell got time to put AI spots on people's jerseys?
Yeah, it was not AI.
Yeah.
We know what it was. John in Westchester, you're on WIP.
If I was a Beijing user, I wouldn't have went that hard on him, but I'm not.
Right, so
that's what Hugh thinks. I put Beijing in my beard.
No, you don't. I can see it from here.
You see, yeah, exactly.
That's hair.
Well, he's mad because my beard isn't as gray as his.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, he's older.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
John in Westchester, you're a WIP. What's up, John?
Good afternoon, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. How are you today?
We're great, John.
We don't need you to pick up the energy, John.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
And, lock in.
I want to thank you, Spike, or Ike, for taking... I was going to start my greeting with Happy Veterans Day to all the men and women who have worn the uniform in peace and conflict for our services.
Yes, absolutely, sir. Yes, sir.
Yep.
What I wanted to talk about is, you know, I know that our running game seems to look really bad, but if you take away the fact that every time Barkley breaks one for 15 or 18 or 20 yards, that we get a holding penalty or we get a false start.
Oh, yeah.
Jordan.
Yeah, it was not great last night.
I had that one last night, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Jordan Mailata, God love him, but, you know, poor Merle sitting there, you know, freaking out about the fact that, you know, you got to know that if they don't get into the neutral zone, it's not, you know, they're not offside.
Yeah, not offside. I didn't understand that. I'm clearly looking at this, and I'm like, nobody crossed into the neutral zone.
They just moved. They're allowed to move.
They're allowed to move.
Right. Well, yeah, because that's the whole thing about, you know, shifting so that you can try to, A, draw the offensive line into motion, or, B, to, you know, make the quarterback think about what his play is going to be. So, our offensive line seems to be constantly committing penalties in critical times during the game. And it didn't matter a whole lot last night because, you know, neither team really was, you know, laying it up. But in a game against, like, the Detroit Lions, we can't afford to be at first and 25.
Nope.
No, John, I don't know what else to say that other than the offensive line just has not been very good this year. They've been average, I think, at best. Been fine, I guess, mostly in pass protection. But they haven't – they've outside of, you know, the Giants game and a quarter here and a quarter there, they just haven't been able to run the ball. And you're right. The penalties last night were rough. You know, those were rough penalties. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know why. You know,
the only penalty they didn't call in our running game was the leg whip by Micah Parsons. And
Which would have helped.
Yeah, that's supposed to be illegal too. Yeah, you're not supposed to.
Yeah,
do that.
No, it is. Yeah. It is. You know, but he's a dirty player, so he likes to hit quarterbacks late and everything when he has the opportunity to put him in what do they call that? When the receiver gets hit when he's undefendable, you know.
Yes.
Oh, indefensible.
Indefensible, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know.
Defenseless. Defenseless.
Defenseless.
Defenseless.
Yeah. Yeah, not indefensible. Yeah.
He does like that. He likes to, you know, pick on the defenseless when he has the opportunity, so.
Yeah.
And he's a cowboy, am I right?
That's true. That is true, too.
Yep. Thank you for bringing that up. Yep.
Thank you for the call, John. He is a Penn Stater.
He is.
215-592-9494.
We tried to move heaven and earth to get.
We did.
Yes. Well, I would love to have that dirty player on our team.
One dirty player.
Yep.
Except when they spit on the opposing quarterback.
Oh, yeah, we don't need that. He's on our team, too.
Yeah. He deflected two passes last night.
He did. Yeah. A couple plays.
Been a little disappointing, Jalen Carter here.
A little bit,
especially for a contract here.
I had him for Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, but he lost that bet.
I'm sure that's in your FanDuel account
too. That bet.
Has Jordan Davis played since week 2? By the way,
Oh, dude.
Well, not since the when was the Rams block?
The Rams block, yeah.
Was that 3 or 4? It's Sojourner, right?
All I saw him last night was huffing and puffing on the sideline.
Yeah, well, yeah. Thanksgiving's coming.
Yep.
That's not good.
Speaking of Thanksgiving,
yeah.
You know that means Black Friday's coming.
Yeah.
And National Appliance Warehouse, you don't have to wait for Black Friday for the Black Friday mega sale.
Because it's underway right now, Spike.
What?
Yep. And you
this
know,
early?
I know. And it's crazy because they always say Black Friday sales aren't what they used to be. It's not like it was back in the day. Well, that's not the case at National Appliance Warehouse, Spike.
It's even bigger.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
40% off, by
what?
The way.
No, that's I should have waited to get my entire kitchen.
Not everything, but well, certain brands. Yeah, 40% off.
Yeah, 40%.
So we always talk about you're going to get the best price at National Appliance Warehouse. They've leveraged their billions in buying power to get massive discounts. So they're getting big discounts. You have Price Assure, which, again, piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse, instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. So you have that. You have Tax Free Delaware. Their showrooms are in Wilmington and Middletown. So you're going to get the right price. You're going to get the right appliance. They have over 100 brands.
Sub-Zero, 15,000 square foot showroom.
50,000 square foot showroom. Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, Whirlpool, LG, all the big brands, whatever brand you could possibly need, they have at National Appliance Warehouse. And on top of all that, they have an industry-leading service team there to take care of you. You walk in, they greet you, you have a good time, you buy some great appliances, and you leave with a smile on your face. That's what happens at National Appliance.
Every time you say have a good time, I just imagine.
We're just having a good time.
Yeah, I imagine you're buying the stove or whatever in the microwave, and you're also partying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yep.
Yeah, confetti falls in the ceiling when you say Fritz sent you. All that good stuff.
Red carpet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the Black Friday Mega Sale underway right now. So get to National Appliance Warehouse. You can learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com or hurry to their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, Tom Fritz sent you.
So the defense yesterday, we talked a lot about the defensive line. Jalen Phillips was great. Jalix Hunt was great. But also, N'Kobe Dean feels like he is at full strength. I didn't think we were going to see a full-strength N'Kobe Dean all year. When we heard about that injury seemed really bad last year. And he makes a big difference in the defense, N'Kobe Dean does.
Yeah, I think he understands the position. He's natural at the position. I think Zach Bond, when N'Kobe was out early, and Zach Bond and Jahad Campbell were sort of filling that role, I think Zach Bond and Jahad Campbell, to me, really play the same position.
Yep.
Jahad Campbell would be best suited playing the role that Zach Bond plays next to a middle linebacker who is there to run sideline to sideline. And that's what N'Kobe does. He is a run stuffer. He knows that. He's looking to get downhill and play physical. He reacts to the pass, but his first instinct is to play run and go downhill.
Yeah.
And you need that mentality.
And then that puts – and, you know, it's just 1 year. I'm not that concerned about it. But Jahad Campbell played about half the snaps
last night. It's tough for him, man. I watched him.
Yeah, and at edge where he's not the edge that they need.
Well, here's the crazy part about that. He, at times, went in there to play edge, but he didn't rush the passer. So he was almost in there as an edge defender to set the edge as a run defender.
Which is not –
Well, what it tells me, Spike, honestly, is that, and I was telling Jack this earlier, I like Jahad Campbell as a player. I really do. I told you I've compared him to Fred Warner. When they put him in his natural spot, he's going to flourish. So I don't like to harp on the fact that pass rushing isn't what he's best suited to do because it almost seems like you're knocking the kid.
Sure.
Right? It's something that he still needs to be developed at. It's just not natural to him. And everything the Eagles have done says this. They brought Brandon Graham back.
Right.
They went out and traded a third-round pick for Jalen Phillips. If they thought that highly of Jahad's pass rushing, they wouldn't have brought Brandon out of retirement, and they damn sure wouldn't have gave up a third-round pick.
Especially with N'Kobe coming back.
Right. Knowing that Jahad would have to fill that role. So I think they're trying to use him in roles that he can flourish in. But the bottom line is that he's going to have to make the most of his opportunities when he's out there.
Well, it just makes me wonder.
I still think he's a very good linebacker, though.
For sure. And
he's an off-ball linebacker.
And has had great moments so far this season. It just makes me think about, like, if his best spot is – is Zach Bond's spot. Mm-hmm. And we're thinking about next year, and N'Kobe Dean is a free agent.
Yeah.
Do you even consider re-signing N'Kobe Dean? If you do, what happens? Then what happens to Jahad Campbell? Is
I don't know. He's not a middle linebacker, though.
Yeah.
So to me, yeah, either you re-sign N'Kobe or Nephew is your middle linebacker, Jeremiah.
And then what are you doing with Jahad Campbell? He's in there 20 snaps a game, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Jahad failed to them, and I think they realized he was the best player on the board.
Right.
Right? I know it was reports that they wanted to go up and get him. I just don't know if they really had the idea of where and how to use him completely. So it's really just you acquire the talent and then you figure it out afterwards. Now, he works the whole offseason on pass rushing, go to some pass rushing camps or what have you. But like you said, if Jalen Phillips is playing well, everybody's going to want to re-sign Jalen Phillips.
Sure, yeah. I mean, the Jalen Phillips playing well resets a lot of things.
Yeah.
You rethink what you're doing with – everybody has been just counting on re-signing Nolan Smith. If you re-sign Jalen Phillips, you're not signing Nolan Smith.
I don't think so. At least not to a big deal.
Well, no, not if you're also signing Jalen Carter.
Right.
Everybody can't get paid.
Yes.
You know, so – and then Quinyon Mitchell was great last night.
Mm-hmm.
He was great. He had a couple of really big pass breakups. He was right there. And he seems like he's so good now. He gets away with that little stuff that good cornerbacks get away with.
Little tug here and there.
Yeah.
He's get a little handsy at times.
Great player. Would love – need an interception. But
– yeah. Feels like our whole secondary, yeah.
Yep.
Like, does anybody get an interception over there anytime?
Yeah. I bet that we had CJGJ last year. He got them all last year.
Yeah. He had a good game Sunday.
He did?
Oh, he did.
He did out in Chicago.
Yeah.
He started the foundation. He got high. He got re-signed back in the league.
Yes, he did.
Making plays again.
Yep. He's back.
The CJGJ hive.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's out there. A lot of people still love CJGJ.
Oh, yeah. He was the big shock of all the players that left. He was the one that's like, oh, no, we can't lose CJGJ. And I didn't hear Drew McCuba's name at all, which is probably a good sign.
Yeah,
I saw Reed make a couple of plays.
Yeah.
You know.
I think Drew was like, you know what? I'm staying as deep as I need to stay. Nobody getting behind me.
Right. I don't want to be.
Yeah, you're not getting the ball thrown over my head again.
I don't want to be on Vic's tape on Mondays.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. Jack, of course, the top
game
five
ball.
Of five game balls.
Yep. Gather around.
This is an interesting one.
It's a tough one.
Is it?
I think so.
Should be five defensive game balls.
Nah, we'll see.
We'll see.
Smitty gets one.
We'll see.
That's coming up. Yeah, I hope Smitty gets
it. Yeah. Anyone else on offense? You'll have to find out next.
That was a big play from Saquon.
Yeah.
The reception was.
I know.
It's a game changer.
It was.
All right.
We'll see.
All right. 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.